Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious, somber, nation-threatening issue today. And I'm calling it today, it's a battle for Trump's survival. 2 attempted assassinations in the past 60 days. What will it be tomorrow, next month? What will it be just before the election or just after the election? And we got to the point, and let me kind of wrap up loose ends, and we'll take our next caller. But let me restate it. Only the Secret Service knew the itinerary for Donald Trump, that he would go out golfing. Only the Secret Service knew that. Yet they supposedly did not have the full perimeter to protect it. And listen very carefully. Just how did the assassin know where to hide and hide out for 12 hours before the attempted assassination? Why is it that the Secret Service agent could see the barrel? Listen, this is a very serious issue. I've looked at, by way of the video footage on television and online, a huge, huge green hedgerow on the backside near the street, near the road behind it, with a chain link fence woven in that hedgerow. And yet, supposedly, about 500 yards from the place where the assassin was hiding out, he could see the barrel of the weapon sticking out of the green shrubbery. I personally don't believe it, unless that Secret Service agent knew where the shooter was staking out, knew that the shooter was there, and had given the information to the shooter in advance, or the ones that are the handler for the shooter. I don't believe the shooter acted alone. I believe it was a paid attempted assassin, and that is my position. We're asking you to call in. What are your thoughts, dialogue, and discussion on this issue today? I believe Bob's on the line. Bob, go with the question or comment, please.
Hey, preacher, how long do you think this guy is going to remain alive? Usually they kill these people very quickly.
Well, he'll probably be like Epstein. He'll hang himself in jail. I don't know. But that's generally the approach. You go back and you check the footprint of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton for all of the years that they have been in the political arena. When something gets this close, they put their head on a train track, or they have a .45 slug in their head while the plane crashes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't really know, but the high probability and the possibility is that he will not last long. Just go back and look at the shootings of Robert Kennedy Jack Kennedy as to what took place. The shooter wound up being shot by another shooter by a shooter. It is the cover the trail approach. Now, I'm not saying that's exactly it, but I'm saying that I believe that somehow, some way, the high officials that now supposedly are going to be investigating this, I believe they're involved in it. I believe they know it. It's an listen to what Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. says in relationship. He says he knows it's the CIA that killed his uncle. He knows it's the CIA that killed his father. And I believe it's the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, etc. And listen, why is it that our own governor right in the state of Florida says, how can you expect the FBI, the DOJ, and the CIA to investigate Trump's attempted assassination, and they're the very ones that's been trying to prosecute him for the past 10 years. That's the whole, it's like turning the fox loose in the hen house to protect the hen house. That's an old cliche that some might not relate to, but that's exactly what I think is taking place, Bob. I believe that we're witnessing today a major, major, major ploy to destroy. They've tried lawfare. They've tried to bankrupt him. They've tried to put him in jail for about 10 years now, well, since about 2015, when he decided to go run for president. From that point forward to this very moment, almost 10 years, this has been the prosecutorial approach to destroy Donald J. Trump. All has failed. All has failed. So we have to ask the question. Is it possible they've gotten panic-stricken in these last few days before the election, and they're going to try this? If they tried it twice, my question is, with sad heart, will they try it again? As Donald Trump Jr. says, how many lives does my father have, as he fought back tears asking that question? It's a sad scenario to see that in America.
Yeah, I think this guy probably has at least 1 or 2 days left to be alive. They have to take him out.
Exactly right. I believe that with everything in me. I don't know how, or what, or when, but I believe that'll be it. Or they'll sequester him away on a basis that nobody can answer any questions or see him because they're still, quote, investigating and cover it. They'll probably try that up until the election or an attempt to do so to keep him silent. I don't know. But I find it sad that here's a man that has no means of support, traveling across the nation. He's been to Ukraine, wanted to be a warrior in Ukraine. They said, in essence, the man's nuts. Send him back home. He had written a book, self-published book, and in that book in 2016 maybe, that he was talking about assassinating Donald Trump, that if no one else would, he could. His own son just testified when they asked him, some of the investigators, he said, my dad just wants to be a martyr. He said he hates Trump, and I hate Trump also. So it's a matter that's being fed by the socialist Marxist Democrat talking heads that's got the would-be assassins out there motivated based on what they're saying, and I'll look at that in just a moment. But Bob, we need to keep praying, keep looking up, because we live in seriously dangerous times today as not before in the recent history of America. Thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go ahead, the question to comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. I just wanted to, I believe that it was a paid assassin against Trump, and I believe that they will try it again. But also, too, do you remember in December 5th, 2015, when that goddess Kali was put on the Empire State Building by that filmmaker?
Yes.
And that was about projecting change. And they're trying to change America to their Hinduism. And I realize that there's 33 major deities and hundreds of other deities. Whose hands are we putting America, who was founded with faith on God? Whose hands are we're letting go of God's hands and putting other people in place, where they didn't even want to be in their country, but to come over here and destroy ours?
Well, Terry, you've hit the nail on the head, Terry. You're spot on with your statement. We're crushing Christianity. We're destroying the very fundamental, rudimentary, foundational elements that our nation was built on. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We're witnessing the foundation being destroyed of our Judeo-Christian values, but we are embracing every ism, every schism, as I call it, every false doctrine, every false worship out there. We're bringing that into America. It's being embraced now by Comrade Harris and Joe Biden to allow them to come in. And right now, there's still the furor. I watched a little bit that I could stomach this morning on CNN News, and CNN's still making fun of Trump, talking about the Haitians eating pets in Springfield, Ohio. They they simply either are ignorant or purposely refusing to understand. It wasn't just a matter of eating the pets. It's a matter of that is their form of worship, and it's allowed, it is embraced, it is praised by the socialist Marxist media and the demonically controlled Democratic Party. That's the bottom line. We're removing God. We're banning the Bible, banning prayer, persecuting and prosecuting Christians, and allowing this element to come in. We're wrestling against not flesh and blood, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 13 tells us, but against wickedness in high places. And we're watching that being played out today. And that, as you're saying, is absolutely a demonic factor. And so what we're seeing today, the demons progressively coming in, undermining, tearing down, and destroying through the hands of the Harris-Biden cabal and what they're wanting to do in destroying America. And yes, that's their goal. Yes, it is what Barack Hussein Obama said, that he would fundamentally change America. We're still witnessing Barack Obama's third term in office as they fundamentally change America. And we as Christians need to pray. We need to sit up, stand up, be visible, vocal, and actually carry out what God would have us to do as being salt and light. So, Terry, thank you for your comments. Thank you for your joining the discussion today. And have a blessed day, and we'll look forward to talking again. I believe we have Jim on the line. Okay. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. This individual that positioned himself to become a sniper against Trump, he was waiting a long time. It does bring up a lot of questions that you mentioned. I'd like to add some commentary to those questions that you have asked. If the individual was carrying a cell phone, at what point does that cell phone ping a tower and then it remains in a place that's not moving, that it brings something up onto a radar? In other words, if you've got a cell tower near Mar-a-Lago and I stand outside that fence and nobody sees me there, at what point is that stationary phone going to bring up an alert? As far as his golf schedule, I do find it highly coincidental that this person was there on an unscheduled event that only the Secret Service knew about. However, Trump does play a lot of golf, and he does play a lot of golf at Mar-a-Lago. So the individual could have easily found out he was in the Mar-a-Lago area, but him knowing about golf, it's a coin toss. And the other thing is, when you asked about the Secret Service agent spotting this individual, if you are not in a ghillie suit and trained as a sniper, and you are with a backpack or a GoPro or you've got a watch on, any glass reflective surface, including the rifle itself, can have a reflection off of the sunlight, which will draw attention very quickly. There's a reason why mirrors are usually in survival kits there, because they're a good signaling device. So I could see where an agent would see that from a distance there, and it would pique his interest, you know. Is that a tin can over there blowing around in the wind, or is that a mirror, or is that a piece of glass?
Jim, with you saying that, let me take one moment and put a little parenthetical footnote to that. I've got a headline: golf course gunman staked out golf course for 12 hours. New document, court documents reveal. It gives the individual's name, was waiting outside for 12 hours. Here's the second paragraph in this article. The new information suggests that the shooter was staking out the location and somehow had to have had advanced knowledge that the former president would be golfing there on Sunday, end quote. Now, my hypothetical, my position, my sense of it is that here's the agent that may have been the mole within the Secret Service that knew that was there, and then to become the hero supposedly saw. Listen, that was a blue barrel weapon. It wasn't a shiny chrome finish, chrome plated, a steel plated AK-47. It was a rustic blue barrel which will not reflect off any sunlight. true. It may have, the man had a watch on, I don't know, but the watch that he looked like he had on was one that would not have been reflective when they did the arrest in Martin County, some 50 miles away from where the shooting took place. But it's my most humble opinion, my position. Everybody can disagree with it. Like, I believe that there was an inside job. The agent that supposedly now is the hero that saw the barrel and fired the shots, so that this one individual, if he was a marksman, why did he just fire the shots and the shooter, the would-be assassin, was able to walk away? They're just questions that, too many questions I have that are not resolute in my mind, that it was just happenstance or just coincidental. Do you have any further thoughts on that? What do you say in relationship to my thoughts and sense of it?
Well, I understand that the bluing on the barrel of the rifle would not be a reflective surface. However, the aperture lens on the GoPro is a reflective surface. A watch crystal is a reflective surface. If the rifle had a scope on it, that's a reflective surface. Did he have any aluminum or chromed accessories, buckles, clips, or anything of that nature on his backpack there? Was he wearing clothing that was off-colored? In other words, a white shirt against a green background. You know, there's all kinds of things that will bring attention to somebody that's attempting to hide unless they are very good at cover, camouflage, and concealment. This person was not a trained sniper. That's obvious because he was seen. So to me, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. And if this guy ends up like Epstein, at that point, I'm going to be, with critical thinking, I'm going to be like, yeah, there's a little more going on here. But right now, I do have some doubts at this point, but there's a lot of valid questions that do need to be answered.
Jim, I've got one last question before I let you go. Going back to the article I shared the headlines recently, just a moment ago, both Trump would-be assassins reportedly appeared in BlackRock ads. The statistical likelihood of that being random is impossible. What are your thoughts on that? That both the shooters, would-be, wannabe assassins, worked for, drew a paycheck for, somehow, some way, being in ads for BlackRock?
Well, that right there, it's hard to justify that coincidence. The only thing that comes to my mind is birds of a feather flock together. If BlackRock is out trying to recruit the Democratic mindset, they're going to get the Democratic mindset. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. But I have suspect about that as well. A part of the nation's problem today is the amount of vitriol that is being spewed by social media commentators and the news media that's actually influencing the weak, not weak mind, they're actually influencing those that don't have a Christian basis for,
yes,
this is Jesus, this is my Savior, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. So you've got these people that have these holes in their lives, and they are being filled with vitriol and hatred, and they're acting upon that. And this all comes back to, as Jesus turned around and looked at Peter and said, "Get thee behind me." It's the influence of the father of perdition himself, in my opinion. So we
absolutely
are struggling with principalities, not with principalities and princes, but with Satan, literally.
Yes, with wickedness in high places, as Scripture calls it. It deserves our prayer. It deserves every Christian, conservative, and patriot today to make a decision that going to vote, regardless of, as I call it, rain, sleet, or snow, that we're going to cast our ballot and we're going to vote. So, Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank
God
you,
bless
sir.
You and keep looking
God
up.
God bless you, too.
I believe thank you so much. Derby, I believe Derby's on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yeah, the question is, how come we haven't heard any new information about the first assassin? And the comment is that nobody works alone, and this guy should be waterboarded so he can tell us all about it.
You bring up a subject that is dear to my heart. I believe that would be a wise decision, but you take it any way possible that the DOJ, the FBI, the DHS or NIH, any of the organizations would have anything to do with waterboarding to get to the truth when, in my most humble opinion, they know what has happened, they know how it's happened, they know all of the linkage as to how it has taken place. And now, Derby, I've got a headline, FBI investigating attempted assassination of Trump at the golf club. And it's our governor says, DeSantis, he said, you know, asking them to investigate when they're the ones been trying to prosecute and persecute and destroy him for all of these years, and you think they're going to investigate it? What are your thoughts on the can we expect out of the first or this second attempted assassination, can we expect anything that would be called a legitimate investigation? Can we expect it?
Of course not. And we're still waiting on the information on the Kennedy assassination. You know, how come we don't have the facts on that? Well, we had a Benghazi investigation, and then nothing happens. 9/11 investigation, nothing happens. So I don't trust the FBI or the CIA. I don't trust the Washington.
That's right. That's the very key to it, without any question whatsoever. I'm looking at a headline, Derby. Says four investigations are now underway into the latest assassination attempt against President Donald Trump. The FBI is investigating. The Secret Service is investigating. Governor Ron DeSantis set up his own independent investigation. And finally, this article states the facts surrounding the attempted for the investigation now investigated by the Congressional Task Force. And as you said, we always talk about we want to investigate. Make sure this never happens again, but we never get to the root fundamental flaw and the problem that brought about the problem to begin with, but it's always we're going to investigate it, make sure it never happens again, and that simply never happens, if I can say that. Derby, thank you so much for your call. We need to stand up, look up, be heard, and be seen. We need to be salt and light, and we need to vote. Derby, thank you so much, and have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about it's a battle for Trump's survival that we're witnessing today. Let me just give you an indication, ladies and gentlemen, for the rationale behind some of these so-called wannabe shooters. Representative Becca, B-A-L-I-N-T-A, Balint, I assume you would pronounce it, says, we cannot underestimate the threat Trump poses for America's democracy. Jason Crow, representative, said, Trump is an extreme danger to our democracy. Representative Rawl says, Trump is an existential threat to America's democracy. Senator Michael Bennett says, Trump needs to be shot. Listen, Senator Michael Bennett said Trump needs to be shot. Representative Stuart Horsford said Trump's Republicans are a dangerous threat to our state. Representative Gabriel Vasquez says remove a natural threat from office. Representative Mike Levy, that is, said Donald Trump is a threat to our nation, our freedom, and to our democracy. Biden himself says we need to put Trump in the bullseye. Senator Bernie Sanders said Trump is an extraordinarily dangerous and threat to democracy. This is in the Harris campaign ad that Kamala Harris is running with Senator Sanders saying that. Here's one. Dan Goldman, Representative Dan Goldman says, and I quote, Trump remains the greatest threat to our democracy. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz says, Trump is an existential threat to our democracy. Representative Adam Schiff said, Trump cannot be president again. He is an existential threat to our democracy. So with those things being said, ladies and gentlemen, what does that do? It's like a dog whistle for a dog to say, sick 'em, and go out there and remove that threat. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, the son, I believe he is, 36 years old, if I'm not mistaken, says this, the son of the would-be assassin bashes Trump, suggests his dad was simply trying to be a martyr. The article states in this, the son of the alleged would-be assassin of former President Donald Trump suggested Sunday that his father was trying to be a martyr, trying to kill Trump, whom the man said is hated by every reasonable person. It goes on to talk about how that is the thing that his dad saw as needful and necessary was to eradicate Trump. It is as a result of the talking heads within the Socialist Marxist Communist Party, known as the Democrats today. Ladies and gentlemen, the real question is, who is the real threat? Who is the real threat to America? Is the real threat Kamala Harris, Comrade Harris, Joe Biden, and Barack Hussein Obama, and the World Economic Forum, and BlackRock, et cetera? Are they the real threat, or is it Donald J. Trump? It is simply, ladies and gentlemen, you recall in the election in 2016, it was the mantra of the socialist Marxist Democrats and the Marxist news media that it was the Russian involvement that brought that about, because Russia and Putin were buddies with Trump. That's simply not so. In fact, a recent interview by Putin on television that was shown internationally, Putin said that he wanted Kamala Harris, that he did not want Trump to be elected. You listen to what is being said by all of the talking heads of Iran and Syria and of Russia and China and North Korea. They want Kamala Harris because she is malleable and controllable, and they know that Donald J. Trump would not be. So it is the reverse of what is being told today. Ladies and gentlemen, the opposite of putting Donald Trump in office and considering Comrade Kamala laughing, cackling Harris, ladies and gentlemen, would mean that we'll have our guns taken away. If Kamala Harris is, by any stretch of the imagination, if she is elected by any old cliche hook or crook, if she's elected by theft of the election system, and Kamala Harris goes into office, we can count on it that we will have our Second Amendment rights canceled, ladies and gentlemen. Harris will force COVID lockdowns and the COVID vaccinations for any next event that will allow them to control the populace. Harris will destroy American sovereignty. They're already doing that, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, destroying our sovereignty today. Harris will, ladies and gentlemen, Harris is a full-fledged communist, the term that was used by Elon Musk, of which I think is absolutely so, and she wants control over everything that's called America and American people. She wants control over our society in totality to make us a socialist, Marxist, communist dictatorship that she will head up. Ladies and gentlemen, going back to this individual now that's supposed to be the shooter, who is Trump? Who is Trump's assassin, attempted assassin? It's a man that his own son said he wanted to be a martyr. He has no money. Supposedly he has no funds. So how did he travel from Hawaii to North Carolina, from North Carolina back to South Florida? How did he sustain himself? Who funded that trip? Who funded the weapons? Where did the weapons come from? Where did his vehicle come from? How did he fly from Hawaii to Florida? How did the man with this background publish a book and openly in his book talk about the assassination of Trump? Why wasn't something done in advance? And I'm sure all of this was on the radar of the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, and the Secret Service. Here's an article that says, Trump assassination attempt suspect Ryan Wesley Ruth wrote a book urging Iran to kill the former president. And here's Iran now that supposedly, according to the DOJ, the CIA, and the FBI, that's already got a hit out on Trump. So, ladies and gentlemen, the powers to be in America are now trying to deflect who is out to destroy Donald J. Trump. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's our own thugs with badges that want to do so for the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to keep praying. We need to keep looking up. We need to vote. Thank you for joining us today on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. 91 FM, the truth.
Welcome to today's encouragement.